questions bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
It's the question we've been asked time and time again.
The question you thought we weren't brave enough to answer.
The question we weren't sure we could answer because it didn't really feel like a philosophical question.
But we're going to try to answer it because we really want to answer all the questions you send us.
And that question is...
who would win?
In the battle...
of cats...
versus dogs!
Cats, they're stealthy, they're curious, they're gentle, and they take baths by licking themselves.
Dogs, they're loyal, energetic, affectionate, and some of them can shake hands.
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Cats versus dogs, who will win?
Now,
Eleanor Gordon-Smith!
Wait, did you guys mean to call me?
Yeah, for the big question, the ultimate question.
Cats?
Or dogs?
It's weird that you can talk in sync like that.
We know!
But you guys know I'm not a vet, right? Or like an animal behavior expert. I'm just a regular philosopher.
Right, which positions you extremely well to answer the most important question in the universe. Cats or dogs?
I actually don't think it does. This is a super fun question and we could talk about it all day, but I don't think it's a philosophical question. Whether you're on team cats or team dogs or team not at all is a matter of personal preference. And that isn't a philosophical question. So what makes something a philosophical question and not just a fun and interesting question? Well, philosophy is about ideas and concepts. What's right? What's fair? What's real? What does it even mean to be real? What can we know? Then there are other kinds of questions that are really interesting and fun to talk about, but they're kind of at bottom up to us. Things like crunchy or smooth peanut butter, cereal first or milk first.
Obviously cereal.
Obviously milk.
Those things aren't really philosophical questions. They're more questions of taste or personal preference. You can sensibly answer them by saying, it's up to you, just like cats versus dogs. But when it comes to philosophical questions like, do zombies have rights? Or how can I know if I'm dreaming? Our answers can't just be, it's up to you. But which things are up to us? Now that's a philosophical question. I'm going to go think about it for the rest of the day. Time to bounce.
She bounces with the agility of a cat.
And thinks with the intellect of a dog.
Cat.
Dog.
Viva la cat.
Who let the dogs out?
Honestly, I'm kind of bored of fighting. Do you want to just go get some veggie burgers?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Kids and Family.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
And thanks to all of you who sent in this question. That's Nicole, Harry H., Navani, Zoe, Riley, Lou, and Daisy.
It's a tough one, although maybe not a philosophical one. Which are better, cats or dogs?